Random House Audio presents The Killer Angels by Michael Shera, read for you by Stephen Hoy.
Introduction. This is Jeff Shera. In 1964, a 12-year-old boy followed his father across a mile-long stretch of open ground, walking in the very footsteps of the men who, a century earlier, had made the most catastrophic massed assault in our history. We know the assault today as Pickett's Charge, and we can still walk that ground through the center of the enormous battlefield that spreads beyond the charming town of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. All across the mile of grassy pasture, the father told the boy the story of what happened there, told the story of a man named Lewis Armistead, a Southerner, who led his men in that charge up toward Union soldiers, commanded by a man named Hancock. Armistead and Hancock had been best friends, but now a horrible war had divided them, and on that one day in 1863, fate had brought them together again, to face each other on separate sides of a bloody line. On that day, they would meet for the final time. It was the father's gift to be a marvelous storyteller, and as the wide-eyed boy listened to the story, the character of Armistead became real, alive. When they reached the Union side of the field, the father led the boy up and over the low stone wall, advancing as Armistead himself had done, staring into the barrels of Union cannon that stand there today. The father stopped to read a small